Welcome. Today I will be interviewing Adlan Taramov. He is a research analyst and program editor for the Emerging Security at the NATO Association of Canada. Adlan has a bachelor's in political science and history from the University of Toronto. He completed his master's in international relations from the Monk School for Global Affairs at the University of Toronto with a focus on security and public policy in Europe and Eurasia. In addition, he fluently speaks four languages and has extensive experience in management, consulting, and public relations. Adlan, thank you so much for joining us today. I would like to begin by asking you the following question. In terms of your educational background, what would you say you have learned as a result of completing your degrees at the University of Toronto?
Well, most important thing that you learn at the university is, first of all, your analytical skills, your ability to analyze information, your ability to make sense of it and make it useful. Beside the information, the knowledge that you learn about the world, about the, in my case, international politics, criminology, or public policy. Most importantly, you learn to work with people. You learn to cooperate, process information, and to use it in a team.
I strongly agree with you. I completed my bachelor's in legal studies at the University of Waterloo. Following that, I completed my master's in public service at the University of Waterloo as well. And I was provided with a lot of opportunities to work on various team projects that I highly benefited from, having that ability to work on team projects and understanding the value of teamwork is highly essential. And I think that oftentimes students who complete a degree, let's say a bachelor's, they are provided with the opportunity to obtain exposure to various different disciplines.
Absolutely.
I know when I completed my bachelor's in legal studies, I did have a chance to take a lot of courses that were related to law. Uh-huh. However, I did choose courses in psychology, criminology, uh-huh, sociology, because I wanted to be well-rounded in those disciplines. I found that as a result of completing a master's in public service, I was then provided with a chance to focus more on the government and, mm-hmm, on the necessary skills required to successfully implement policies and to successfully work on various team projects. Mm-hmm. Would you say that as a result of completing your master's in international relations at the Monk School for Global Affairs at the University of Toronto, would you say that that master's has helped shape your ability to address issues pertaining to international affairs and relations differently from those who perhaps have not gained that exposure that you have?
Oh, absolutely. It's been a great experience and a learning experience, because the Monk School for Global Affairs, where I studied in particular, provided us exposure to many international events, many interesting speakers who are actually working on public policy, whether it be Canadian politicians, whether it be someone from abroad. So not only you had the ability and exposure to a knowledge about the theory of international relations and public policy and how, the way the government governments work, but also you had the first-hand experience with people who are actually dealing with this on practice, and they could give you advice on how theory works in the real world, how this theory gets applied in the real world, and also what kind of challenges they have and how to deal with those challenges. It's a very unique learning experience. Besides learning how to do research, how to work with data and how to further analyze it and come up with research results and make a proper study, you have the ability to work with students that are just like yourself. Again, you learn how to work in a team, and also you get enriched by studies and research that's being done by other people that focus in different areas. So not only you enrich yourself with the theories and in the areas of your interest, where you're focused. But you also get this exposure to this enriching experience where you learn about what other people study and focus on. So it's a great experience. You grow as a researcher, you grow as a person who finds out lots of interesting things about other people and other study areas of study.
What would you say were some of your most rewarding and challenging experiences while completing your master's at the Monk School?
The most challenging and rewarding experience would have been the research, the field research that I've done. I've studied radicalization in diaspora, in particular the Chechen diaspora. I had undertaken field trips to Europe. I studied the communities in Canada, in the States. I studied particularly the community in Norway. It was very challenging because it was my own effort. It was my own initiative. It wasn't something that students in our program did on a regular basis or at all. Mostly, you would be expected to do your research from the sources right here, and you would have to rely on other researchers' work. In my case, this was a topic that was not studied prior to my interest at all, so I had almost no work to rely on. There is a lot of work on theory of radicalization and many communities, but none was done on, there was no academic work that you could rely on with regards to the Chechen community. Maybe it's a result of the fact that it's a very recent phenomenon. So I was in a field that was completely uncovered by other researchers, and I had to step into this unknown, uncharted territory. It was very challenging, at the same time very rewarding, because whatever you were learning was absolutely new and an uncharted territory. So I was feeling, and I was making those little discoveries all the time. So that's one part. The second part that was challenging is the travel to Europe itself, because to be honest, it wasn't covered by university or anyone. So I did this on my own initiative, on my own, with my own resources. It was challenging for me to conduct the interviews and actually gather that data, because it was my first time, my first practical experience of doing this. It's quite difficult to talk to people about recent issues or existing issues that are still in development. It's hard to talk to people in diaspora. It's hard to get people to share their feelings and their thoughts in the situation where some of them fear repercussions, or maybe they have fear of repressions from the state. In this case, was Russia, or fear of some other repercussions. It was very challenging to get the information in this case. However, it was very rewarding because it finally shed light on this issue. As I said, I was discovering something new that wasn't really covered by other academics at the moment.
I oftentimes have students ask me for advice for those who are interested in pursuing a career in international relations and affairs. I oftentimes advise students to travel.
Yes.
If you're passionate about a certain area, the best thing you can do is not only become educated, yes, about that certain area, in order for you to immerse yourself in the culture, in the language, in the affairs that are ongoing, the best thing for you to do is to buy that ticket to travel and to become a part of that region. As you mentioned, oftentimes there are financial difficulties associated with covering funding when you want to travel. I think that for those who aren't able to necessarily have the resources or the funds to go to Europe or to go outside of Canada and to immerse themselves in a certain region or to fund your adventure, I think the best thing you can do is become a part of various associations and organizations that are out there. Like the NATO Association of Canada has a lot of conferences, roundtables, and events that happen throughout the year. So you don't necessarily need to have the resources, but by becoming actively involved in an association, you can make a difference by, you know, being actively involved in the process of discussing various issues that are ongoing.
Absolutely. When you asked me, when you started the word advice for students, the first thing that came to my mind was travel too. Because it's one thing to know the theory. I strongly encourage anyone interested in any particular area of international relations to try to do as much history, try to learn as much history as you can about this region first. And of course, travel is very, very important. What I would like to say that with regards to funding, my project was linked with my MA thesis work. And the problems with funding were related to the fact that it's not a regular thing that they would do or cover, and I still wanted to do it this way, and that's why there were some funding difficulties. The way to avoid the financial difficulties, and the best way to do it, is to either become part of a conference or an organization. You have to look out for events that happen abroad all the time. All sorts of academic conferences or student conferences that happen abroad, and you just have to look out for them and try to participate in them. In many cases, they would assist funding costs and travel and stay. And moreover, it's a great way to network and find more people that are interested in the same topic, which can be, again, very helpful in your research, because those contacts come very handy when you have to do your research. At the same time, if you don't know any organization that interests you in particular, or you can't make up your mind, if you have any ideas that relate to the area of your study, you can just create your own organization. For instance, we created a student organization. It was focused on academic exchange of ideas in the Caucasus region. It was called the Caucasus House at the University of Toronto. We organized conferences, events, and meetings. And eventually, we were recognized, and moreover, our members, our organization, was invited to many events abroad because we became interesting to people who focused on Caucasus abroad, and we had the ability to travel to Western Europe, Georgia, and other countries.
What would you say were some of your most memorable moments as a result of traveling to these various places?
Besides culture, I would say traveling to Georgia was very memorable, because we participated in conferences related to history, to peoples of Northern Caucasus. Also, we had the conference where we would study the reforms in Georgia, the democratic and government institutions, interior ministry, anti-corruption reforms, and we had the ability to see how those reforms were implemented and the results of those reforms too. So it was a first-hand experience of those reforms. At the same time, you get a chance to immerse yourself in this completely different culture, whether it be social events, whether it be food, which is all part of your conference and academic experience too, and ability to network with academics and researchers in Georgia who speak different language, who live in a different country, who come from a completely different background, but share your interests. It's a very unique, very rewarding experience. I would say that this was one of the most amazing experiences.
Absolutely.